W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Lindsay Watts. Negotiators on Capitol Hill will be back at it again today, trying to hammer out a debt ceiling deal as the country edges closer to a financial crisis if the limit isn't raised. ABC's Terry Moran is outside the White House.
It's crunch time for these negotiations, and the vibe here is bad. Instead of signs that a negotiation is reaching some kind of conclusion in these critical final days, officials here are blasting Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy, accusing him of basically talking out of both sides of his mouth.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis planning to announce his candidacy for president later today. He's scheduled to take part in a Twitter Q&A with Elon Musk. Most of Guam is without power as Typhoon Mawar passes over the U.S. Pacific island. The storm expected to bring 140-mile-an-hour winds, heavy rain, and a 15-foot storm surge to the island. Okay, you've been warned. Netflix sending a warning to customers saying one Netflix account per household. This is ABC News. Due in federal court today, the 19-year-old arrested after apparently ramming his U-Haul box truck into barriers just outside the White House. Officials say he appears to be a Nazi sympathizer. After former President Trump appeared via video in a New York City courtroom, the judge setting his trial on charges connected to hush money payments for next March. Thousands of Jeep owners getting a notice about a new recall over a possible problem with the steering.
Chrysler is recalling more than 89,000 Jeep Grand Cherokees. It's due to a defect in the steering column, which may lead to a crash. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says an incorrectly assembled intermediate steering shaft could disconnect, resulting in a loss of steering control. Included are certain 2022 through 23 Grand Cherokees and 2021 through 23 Grand Cherokee LS. Chrysler will notify owners to take their SUVs to a dealer to correctly install the shaft. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Lindsay Watts, ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Mapnair. Here's what you need to know. If you're heading out of town for the long Memorial Day weekend, you will have plenty of company. AAA says over 800,000 Wisconsinites will be traveling this weekend, with the majority hitting the roads. And there's some good news for drivers. Gas prices are down about a dollar from last year. The record high for Wisconsin travel was in 2019, when 833,000 people left town for the holiday. St. Norbert Assistant Professor Ben Chan's 9-game winning streak and the game show Jeopardy ended last night. In the final round, Chan misspelled the name of a Shakespeare character by one letter. In total, Chan walked away with over $250,000. ESPN reporting the Milwaukee Bucks have narrowed their choice for a new head coach down to three. Ex-Toronto coach Nick Nurse, Golden State Warriors assistant Kenny Atkinson, and Toronto Raptors assistant Adrian Griffin. I'm Jane Mapnair. This is Civic Media News.
At Ho-Chunk Gaming and Cruiser, we're getting you ready for the hog days of summer. Giving away a brand new 2023 Harley-Davidson trike. Now through June 24th, go to Ho-Chunk Gaming and Cruiser. Earn 25 points on your rewards club card to be entered to win. Plus, $10 rewards play up to four times a day. Stick around and use your rewards club card because we're heating up this summer with hourly hot seats happening from noon to 9 p.m. Clear your calendar and come in June 24th. We'll be giving away a 2023 Harley-Davidson trike along with five cash consolation winners. Roar into the summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Cruiser.
It's time to shake things up around the house. This May, you may think it's time to make over. Okay, you get the hint. With Ho-Chunk Gaming and Cruiser's May Makeover promotion, you could win your share of $5,000 in gift cards to a home improvement store to tackle the project of your dreams. Guests only need to earn 25 points or earn your entry and $10 rewards play. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Cruiser, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Cruiser. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But Ben.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
There's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Hey, good morning, Calvin. How you doing, man?
You know, I'm not doing too bad. How are you, Earl?
Man, you feel that cool wind outside, man?
You know, it is a little chilly, but at least it's not going to rain.
Yeah, man, you know, it is. If you haven't been outside yet, and it's even more chilly because it was 80 yesterday.
Yeah, that's a drastic change.
It's almost a 30-degree change from yesterday. And I got to tell you, man, that is pretty tough. Got a lot of stuff to talk about this morning. It's Wednesday, so we're going to be joined later on with the Dawn of Resistance herself, Maggie Dawn, and then later on, Dr. Craig. But I want to begin with this, so I need some help from the audience. Well, yeah. Yeah, I do. So this afternoon, I'm going to be speaking to about 200 middle school children. And I generally don't have any problem talking to young people. I do it a lot. But I'm going to be talking to them. And I got to thinking about, well, what will I say to 200 children? Here I am. I'm old enough to be their great-great-grandfather, or is it great-great-great-grandfather? Whatever it is. I'm going to be sharing thoughts with them. I got thinking about some of the things I would talk about. Now, these are urban children. These are children who are exposed to some horrible, horrible things all of their lives, shootings in their neighborhoods, reckless driving, homelessness, just horrible, horrible conditions. And I got to thinking about, well, what can I say to encourage these young people? The first thing that came to my mind, and I'd love to have some advice from you, the listeners, was I'm going to talk to them about, what do you call it, Calvin? I must be a great-great-great-grandfather because I keep calling it the internet, but social media. Social media. And because of the impact that this has on young people. That has to be priority number one. It has to be priority number one. And I'll tell you why. You know, we've talked about this before, and Calvin, and, you know, we had a conversation yesterday with a friend about banning, the horrible rap music on the internet, on the radio. And all of these things that kids are exposed to, that we weren't exposed to, that has, you know, they're older now than they really should be. They're exposed to things that my generation was never exposed to in kindergarten. They don't have a chance to be children. We live in a society that has advanced that upon them and taken them away from the innocence of being children. You know, I hate to keep going back to, it must be great, great, great. old enough to be their great, great, great grandfather. Because I do remember, even on television, and some of you will attest to it, they never showed on television a husband and wife in the same bed, ever. Do you remember that growing up as children? They always had separate beds for husbands and wives. Whenever they were in the bedroom, there was always separate beds. Because those before us knew the importance and the impact of allowing kids to remain innocent in their lives before they had a chance to grow up or be forced to grow up. You know, maybe we didn't know any better. We didn't think about it at the time. But do you know the impact? Those of you who are listening who are in my age demographic, that did not occur. What we see today. They didn't allow any profanity on television. None. Not one word of profanity was allowed at all. Damn was never acceptable on television. Did not show it when I was, allow it when I was a kid. And I know I'm not the only person. I know I'm not from a different planet. You know, so many different things to keep us children and give us a chance to enjoy being children. Today, they've taken all of that away because of what children are exposed to. And there's no wonder that our children are in such horrible conditions and psychological problems and issues. It's because of what they've been exposed to. And while the fight and the battle over whether or not, you know, these sites should be regulated, just think about this. They regulate baby formula. They regulate car seats. They regulate playgrounds where kids are. And things that kids use. All those things that impact and affect children, for the most part, are regulated. They don't do a good job of it, but they're at least, they're regulated. So why is it when it comes to something as critically important as what children are exposed to when they're children, why not regulate those things? We understand that we have to protect our children in all other walks and aspects of life. Why are we not willing to regulate what they're exposed to? So I'm going to talk with children about their cell phones. I'm going to talk about a myriad of things, but clearly the cell phones, what they're exposed to, what happens to them, and a bunch of other things. But give me some advice, because I don't know everything. I really don't. People may say, well, you talk like you do. Well, no, I really don't know everything. I realize just how little I know. Let's go to Al from Milwaukee. Hey, Al, good morning to you. How you doing, my friend? Help me out.
I'm always good. I love me. That's part of the problem. Too many people look in the mirror and they can't say that.
That's true.
And they pass on all of the things they don't like in the mirror to others, especially children. They blame the children for being a distraction in their lives, but they never think about how did the child get here in the first place. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, Al.
And when you're talking about what you're going to talk to kids about.
Well, Al, I do have some, you know, some idea, but I'm certainly...
No, you're on the right track, but right. Don't forget about history. You know, when we were kids, people said, don't listen to rock and roll, because that's going to poison your brain and what have you. Again, it goes back to something I said yesterday, and that is about parenting. When people made the commitment to lay down together and make a child, they didn't make the commitment to raise that child to be as good as or better than they are. And they allow the children to be exposed to all of these things because those were babysitters. Those were distractions to keep the kids out of their way so that they could go on to do what they wanted to do. That's just an opinion, of course, but
hey, my Al, experience that's what we do here.
In coaching for 50 years, that's what I've been seeing all these years.
You know, Al, that's what we do here is opinion radio. And
what I'm saying, you know, go ahead.
No, so Al, what the truth of the matter is, in unfortunately, in our communities and neighborhoods, you know, the summer break can mean life or death to children. And I'm not
always
exaggerating.
Have.
And you know I'm not exaggerating.
I said that always has been in certain places. And you're in Waukesha right now. It's not that way in Waukesha.
Right.
But in Detroit, Milwaukee, Chicago, New York, it's that way. And it has been for a very long time.
You know, when you have to have a conversation with children to make sure they're safe, to try to find safe places, you know, in many instances, other schools... The conversation can be about what they're going to be doing this summer, where they're going, you know, what they'll do. My conversation has to include be safe. Make sure that, you know, the people you are around, that you keep your eyes open, that you don't allow somebody to take you on a journey that may cost you your life or somebody else's life. I have to talk to children. Like that. Hey, Al, I got to go to a break. Thank you very much for the call. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. What say you? We'll be right back. Don't punish me for brutality. Come on, talk. We'll be right back.
As a veteran of our country's armed services, you may be experiencing hardships, such as the inability to pay rent, utilities, or receive other life-sustaining services. And once again, you're called upon by family to serve and protect. We want you to know we are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's not easy to ask for a hand up. But we are clear in our mission. No Wisconsin veteran should ever have to face homelessness or lose heat, power, or water again. Apply today by calling 833-WIS-VRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Visit VRAPWI.com.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear sky today with a high of 58. Winds out of the northeast, 10 to 20 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 39. Tonight, mainly clear. Clear skies and quiet. Tomorrow, highs around 63. Turning warmer Friday and Saturday with highs from the low 70s to the mid 70s. Another look at the short range. High of 58 today. Lows level off around 39. Tonight, we should top out around 63 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 52.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
I lost that love before, got mad and closed the door, but you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one, now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind, I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy, I'm so glad you came into my life.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I was just, before we went to break, I was talking about the fact that I'm going to be speaking with a lot of middle school children this afternoon and seeking some advice on what, you know, you would be talking to children about today. I know that the conversation that a person like myself who would be talking in the same situation that I'm in today 60 years ago and what they would be saying to my generation of children is nothing like the conversation that I'm going to have with children today. You know, the Surgeon General of the United States is talking about giving 8 tips for parents and teens to navigate social media. The Surgeon General. That's how impactful social media is to not only children, to you and I. It is a dangerous, dangerous tool, and yet we are unwilling to talk about regulating it because, again, we'll say it's the parents' responsibility instead of, you know, doing what the Surgeon General is saying is a major problem in the development of children because it's a major problem with adults. We see the impact that it has with people who do all sorts of crazy things because of social media. They're adults, and they can't resist it. But children, in their informative years, we in this country ignore that and don't want to accept the inherent dangers along the road. I'm going to spend some time with young people talking about that this morning. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Hey, good morning, Tom. How you doing? Thank you for the call.
Hey, Earl. I have a few things that I would recommend. One, explain to them that the power lies within them and that we, the people, are the government and that we are the ones that have to make that change, and we can make it for the benefit. The second thing, which I wish I would have been taught a very, very long time ago, was the difference between private versus public, and how public is we, the people, collecting our tax dollars so we can have things together. The third thing I would say to them is that when you're on social media, put things up that are positive instead of negative, because it'll make you feel a hell of a lot better. And also, when you're on social media and you're putting up your name, put your first name and your last name as the actual user of it, rather than these people that hide behind different pseudonyms. And last would be, you know what? I used to say to my football players when they'd be hanging out with their girlfriends. And I worked in some areas of L.A. that were a certain way. I said, you know what? You can love her. You can do all that, but don't get her pregnant. Make sure you're wearing a condom.
Hey, Tom.
Those are the things that I would tell. Hey, Tom, I don't know these are
fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth grade children.
Earl, those things, though, will stick with them for the rest of their life, especially if you can tell the difference between public and private, if you can tell them they are the future and it is in their hands. I mean, to me, that would have been so empowering as a fifth grader.
You know, Tom, some of the things that I'm clearly going to be telling them is about a blueprint that they need to start putting together, a blueprint of what it is they want to do with their lives, because they're young enough and yet at a place in their lives that they should start thinking about that and kind of deciding or thinking or coming up with some thoughts about what you might want to do. You know, it's to talk about politics, you know, high school level, I would think, Tom, maybe a little bit more, but these are children. And so I think these children will get a time, Tom, there'll come a time in their lives where the things you just said are important, maybe more so on the high school level. But thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. What say you? We'll be right back.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Lindsay Watts. Negotiators on Capitol Hill will be back at it again today, trying to hammer out a debt ceiling deal as the country edges closer to a financial crisis if the limit isn't raised. ABC's Terry Moran is outside the White House.
It's crunch time for these negotiations, and the vibe here is bad. Instead of signs that a negotiation is reaching some kind of conclusion in these critical final days, officials here are blasting Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy, accusing him of basically talking out of both sides of his mouth.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis planning to announce his candidacy for president later today. He's scheduled to take part in a Twitter Q&A with Elon Musk. Most of Guam is without power as Typhoon Mawar passes over the U.S. Pacific Island. The storm expected to bring 140-mile-an-hour winds, heavy rain, and a 15-foot storm surge to the island. Okay, you've been warned. Netflix sending a warning to customers saying one Netflix account per household. This is ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson is pleading with the state Senate committee not to make local leaders go to referendum to raise city and county sales taxes.
County Council members are close to the communities they represent and can make informed and timely decisions on behalf of their constituents. A referendum, though, adds a significant element of uncertainty.
The Republican leaders of the Assembly and Senate disagree over the Milwaukee referendum requirement. A police dog in southwest Wisconsin is dead and its former handler is out of a job. Colt was a Monroe County canine officer and died of heat exhaustion after being locked in a hot car last week. Detective Alex Moss has quit the department. In sports, the Brewers blanked Houston last night 6-0. The rubber matches this afternoon. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
Join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Yes. You know, we certainly got to talk with young people. And it doesn't matter where they live about the impact of social media. You know, I raised three sons. And so social media was not a problem during the rearing of my sons and my wife and I. And I got to tell you, if it would have been around, it would have been a major issue, for especially in the way it is now. It would have impacted my wife and I rearing our sons. There's no question whatsoever it would have had an impact. So if I know that now, at my age, and I see younger people and younger parents having to try to rear their children, you know, and then have a child have access to all manner of things and being exposed to all manner of things on the internet, why is that not a major issue? Why is that not a problem? Again, sometimes I find myself on my phone, on sites, and I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I may toss and turn a little bit at night. I grab my phone, and I'm on the internet. And, you know, and going through and looking at things. And I'm an adult. So children miss sleep because they have their phones. You know how I know? Because I do it at times. So how can we not think that this is not an important issue? Because I think what the part that is so missed in all of this is that if we don't catch these children early, then they wind up as adults in many instances, you know, doing all sorts of antisocial things. It is a serious, serious issue. And I'm definitely going to talk with kids this afternoon about social media and talk to them about who they hang out with. And it's hard to try to tell, because I spent 12 years in the schools, it's hard to put the genie back in the bottle. If you are a 8-year-old or 9-year-old, we used to know where your mind was at 8 or 9 about what you've been exposed to. No more. Because, again, television would not allow you to see certain things. You wouldn't have access to those things. Today, you have all that access to those things and many other things, and they help shape who the human being is going to be. You know, there's no question whatsoever about that. And when the Surgeon General has now come out and said this is a dangerous, dangerous era that we are in with social media, the Surgeon General. Because what the Surgeon General is saying is we really don't know, because there hasn't been enough information gathered to even know what the full impact of this is going to be with our children. But we continue to give them these things, right? I mean, we continue to give them access. And one of the reasons we give them access is because once we give them that, we no longer, I mean, we can kind of go and do our own things. Now, it used to be television was raising our children. But even with the television raising our children, television is tempered compared to what you can get on the internet. So kids are left alone with their devices. And many parents don't know anything at all about how to block. Calvin, do you know how to block sites?
I mean, I could probably figure out if I tried. I've never really had a reason to.
Right. I know you're a young man, but can you imagine? I don't know how to block a site. Right. younger parents with younger children don't know how to block a site. And guess what? Children know how to get around a block site.
Yeah,
I know. For sure. I mean, that tells you something. They've been raised around this technology. From the time you started, Calvin, you started probably, you're a young guy. When you were in kindergarten, did you guys have laptop computers?
No, I think maybe we got to go to the computer lab like once a month.
Okay. All right. But when did you, how old were you when you really got exposed to computers?
We probably started going to the computer lab regularly in school in third or fourth grade.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so my generation doesn't understand all of this because I came to the computer kicking and crawling and crying at the ripe old age of about 50. I mean, that's about when computers started coming into, everyday life for most of us. And that was because I was starting to do radio. So we did not know. We were not exposed to those things. Let's go to Eric from Wauwatosa. Hey, good morning, Eric. How you doing, man? Thank you for the call.
Good morning, Aaron. How about yourself?
Give us some wisdom. You've got a young child.
Yeah, I've got a 14-year-old. Yeah, I honestly, I'll tell you this, Earl, is my kid, we haven't got him a phone. He has no phone at 14, and it's been a challenge.
Wow.
He's been asking.
Hey, so hang on. Hey, Calvin. Can you imagine being the son of Eric? Now, Eric, I applaud what you've done, and I don't want to make mockery of it. I do applaud what you've done. Calvin, what percentage of 14-year-olds do you think don't have a phone?
Definitely pretty low. I mean, I can relate. I'm from a little bit younger generation or older generation than what's happening right now. I didn't get a phone till I went to middle school. So that would have been like 12. And it was just like a sliding phone with a keyboard. It wasn't like a smartphone with access to the internet.
Okay. So, Eric, go ahead, man.
Yeah, my wife likes to, she presses a little bit because it's part of the culture to get your kid a phone. And she plays the emergency card. You know, there's always, what if there's an emergency?
Right.
I'm like, what did we do when we were kids and there was an emergency? You know, he'll figure it out. But... And everyone around you has a phone. So really he uses teachers and leaders and whatever's phones if he needs a phone, friends' phones to contact us. But, you know, it stuck with me a long time ago, probably 2018, something like that. I remember I was helping my brother move down to Illinois and I was driving a U-Haul truck and I was listening to a radio show on the AM and they were talking about Facebook and the creation of Facebook and social media. And again, this is like 5-6 years ago. And they told a story about how the creators of Facebook had a bet amongst each other. This is like the brain trust of Facebook when they were creating it and the people that created it. And whoever was the last one to give their kid a phone won the bet. And these are the creators of Facebook. They knew what they had in their hands back then. And so it always has stuck with me. And not to say, woohoo, we won. But just, I mean, it's just obvious. You see parents, hey, your kid's causing noise, hand them your phone. You know, at 3, at 2, you know. When I was a little kid, my dad used to tell a story about how his friends were sitting around, and back in the 70s, they were hippies, and they were passing some marijuana around, and I was sitting near them, and I reached, like, instinctively for it when it passed by my face. And nowadays, they do that with the phone. I got to say, speaking to the youth, this is why I wanted to call real quick, Earl, because remember I was lucky enough, you had that meeting where the Democratic folks met and Tom Perez was there and he spoke.
Oh, yeah.
And there was those young women there and they were there representing Milwaukee of some kind, someone's, you know, help, something. There were some young women there that were political activists.
Right.
And I still remember that they mentioned, like when they asked about them, and honestly, I didn't think the Democratic folks really listened very well, but they talked about how their generation has a lot of anxiety. There's just an anxiety that we didn't really experience as much because if you think about the things that are weighing on them, that they are completely powerless to impact at this point in time in their lives. We didn't really have that short of the whole nuclear bomb thing. That was it for us.
Right.
And I think that's a big thing is to try and speak to their anxiety, you know, and not to make them more anxious, obviously, but let them know that, you know, like social media and all of the internet is a tool, and if it's used properly and responsibly, it's awesome. But if it's misused, it can be dangerous, which is obviously what the Surgeon General has been stating as well.
You know, Eric, man, the truth of the matter is I'm the right person to talk to those children, and that's why out of all the people that they could have reached out to, they reached out to me because, you know, again, I've been around children of that age and I've interacted with them and I feel and know what they're going through. And so if I was my age now and had not been around those young people like that for the last decade or more, I would not know what to talk to them about, but I've seen them, I've talked to them, and I know just how advanced and how bright they really are. I mean, these kids are, brighter than we ever were. But, you know, because of technology, they've been forced. Think about how fast technology moves. When we were in school, the teacher would have a piece of chalk, they'd get on the board and they'd write something, see spot run. And our brains, you know, kind of slow. But, man, that technology is, your brain is spinning faster, moving faster. And so children are so much further advanced than we were. And so part of that is positive, other parts of it is negative. And so you've got to be able to talk to them from both of those arenas, man, in order to prepare them to become, you know, human beings, adults today. And it's a lot more difficult than it was when we were kids. Hey, Eric, thank you very much for the call, man. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
Hustle is building out the best fiber network in rural Wisconsin to deliver ultra-fast fiber internet where others can't or won't. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Buck Hustle is bringing fiber internet services to your area at an honest price without any contracts or data caps. Call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com and get connected with Buck Hustle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear sky today with a high of 58.
winds out of the northeast, 10 to 20 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 39. Tonight, mainly clear. Clear skies and quiet. Tomorrow, highs around 63. Turning warmer Friday and Saturday, with highs from the low 70s to the mid 70s. Another look at the short range. High of 58 today. Lows level off around 39. Tonight, we should top out around 63 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 52.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
At 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I always try to bring some information to the listening audience about issues that aren't right and that really should not be tolerated or acceptable in this society. And if you don't have a young child right now, or know someone who does, you and I are not aware of the fact that there's been a shortage of baby formula and baby food for the last year or so, 2 years. And parents can't find baby formula or baby food. And now it turns out that there's been collusion with the manufacturers. Calvin, are you aware of that?
I have not heard this story.
Man, well, you know, when the news comes on after the breaks, you'll hear them. They're talking about it right now. They're talking about it everywhere. As we go to break, you'll hear the story mentioned today on our news outlets. But why is it possible that our government has allowed collusion from baby food manufacturers? Look it up, Calvin. To create shortages of baby formula, to raise the prices on poor mothers and babies. The American people really don't know what is really taking place in our government. That is just not right. And, excuse me, when you have people who businesses for profit create shortages of baby formula that children need and families need in order to increase profits, how is that acceptable? Well, you know, it's the greatest nation on earth. No, it's not. If you live in a country that allows the greed of corporations to punish babies and mothers and sometimes infant formula has to be brought in from overseas because they're holding back production to enrich the rich, how is that okay? Well, maybe you didn't know, but I'm telling you now. That's what's been happening. They've been jacking up the prices. They didn't do that. Man, I couldn't imagine. My mother had 12 children. Can you imagine if back in those days she couldn't get, and we were stair steps. Can you imagine if she couldn't get access to baby formula? They didn't do it then. Why is it okay to do it now? And why do we accept it? You know, the Federal Trade Commission is looking into whether baby formula makers colluded on bids for lucrative state contracts. Now, you know, man, can't you, where is there any morality in any of this? You know, does anybody care? You know, I remember as a young boy, I worked in a drugstore. I think it might have been from the age of 14 to about 18. And so I remember Abbott, you know, when the drugs came in and that kind of thing, I would always check them in. And I would kind of take care of all those different chores. But I remember Abbott. I remember Similac formula. I remember Prosobi and all these other formulas that used to come in, and mothers would come in and purchase these formulas, these infant formulas. Everybody doesn't breastfeed their children. And so this was something that they created that really made a difference. You know, but Abbott Labs is now under criminal investigation over baby formula shortages. Now, you know, we can stick our heads in the sand because this may not be, you know, I don't come on to talk about romantic subjects. You know, I come on to talk about subjects that are really, really important. You know, Nestle, Gerber, all of these manufacturers of baby formula have been colluding. What should be done? Not a slap on the wrist. The problem with the regulations on most of these industries is nobody penalizes them enough that they won't stop doing what they're doing. They rather pay the penalty because the penalties aren't high enough. Listen, we've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll be joined by the Dawn of Resistance, Maggie Dawn. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
As the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I just I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expect.
ABC News, I'm Lindsay.